Hello, how you going?
Good. I love chatting with you because you've always got something to tell me.
Mate, it's been a good year, that's for sure. It's definitely been a good one. So I guess all of the hard work back in, you know, the old Turners Beach days are starting to pay off.
That's awesome. That's so good to hear. Now, you're off to the Arias on Thursday.
Yeah, Arias on Thursday, and lucky enough to be nominated for Best Country Album of the Year, which is mind-blowing because going back to Turners Beach, I remember sitting at home and watching the Arias growing up every year on TV and just thinking, how good would it be to get nominated and go one year. So,
or even just get an invite. So, just get an invite.
Exactly, mate. Just even be in the crowd at that point. I was like, it'd be so good. But no, it's going to be an amazing thing to be part of. And, you know, it's been a lot of work and lots of years, but, sort of starting to pay off, which is great.
So on Thursday, what's your day going to look like? You're obviously going to wake up, no doubt do some more media, but getting ready for the Arias, as you said, dream come true. What do you do to prepare to get ready for the night?
Yeah, good question. I fly down to Sydney on Thursday morning, and I don't don on the suit very often, but we're getting all suited up and doing the red carpet. And we've got a few fan engagement things we're doing and some other partnership stuff that we're doing with the Arias. And then the awards start and I guess just sit back and enjoy the night, see what happens. So it's going to be a great night, that's for sure.
And hopefully the palms don't get so sweaty that they wreck the acceptance speech sitting in your pocket.
Mate, it's one of those things. You just, I don't know, it'll be a dream come true, but just to even be there, to be nominated is pretty humbling, so I'm very, very grateful.
And you've also got some hot news fresh off the press today. You've been nominated for 5 Toyota Golden Guitar Awards.
Yeah.
You just need to stop it.
it's been an amazing day, and you know, the fact that everyone's got behind this album the way they have is just, you know, mind-blowing. And I guess even when we go back to the start of the year and when we released the record, I remember sitting down with Chuggy and my team and we sort of were chatting about where do we want to launch the album, and could have done it anywhere. And I said, I'd love to bring it back to Tassie and I'd love to launch it, back where it all started. And that's exactly what we did. And it must have been a good omen because the rest of the year's been, you know, sort of followed on after that. So, yeah, very, very grateful.
Let's talk about the last couple of years. Now, I don't think that I'll be wrong in saying the arse fell out of everything in 21, 22, and as early as 20. You worked so hard. You pushed right through that, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. You know, I think everyone had a choice of how we sort of handled it. And it was especially difficult on the music industry because none of us were able to tour. And not just the guys that are on the stage, but everyone behind the scenes, and there's so many people that are part of this industry that make it work. And so we all copped a pretty big hit, and we decided to just get creative and do things a little bit differently. And we did a lot of online, you know, concerts and streaming and all that sort of thing. And it's ended up paying off. I mean, you know, we just sort of tried to keep the momentum going, and everybody still listens to music and gets involved. So that was one thing that didn't change, which was great.
Now, what does the rest of this year, not there's much left of it, in 2022, what do you got planned for the next few months and into 2023, dare I say it?
Yeah, good question. Well, we just got back from my first tour in the last 3 years, speaking of COVID. We haven't been able to get back over to the States. So literally just got back from doing a bunch of shows there and a heap of writing on what will be another new album down the track. So I've got a few brand new songs in the can, which is great. And I'm going to head down and start recording those before the end of the year and maybe a few more shows. And then, yeah, we'll probably get stuck into some touring early in 2023. And I want to get back down to Tassie. We want to come back down again. So hopefully we can lock in some dates before too long.
Well, mate, best of luck on Thursday night at the Arias going for Best Country Album. Then you've got the 13th of January, or the week of 13th of January. You're headed to Tamworth for the Country Music Festival and your chance to walk away with 5 more awards.
Yeah, That's hard to get my head around, mate. It's full on. It really is. It's just, it's great to be doing something that you love, it's going to be a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Mate, you're going to have to get a bigger pool room.
Mate, we've got to win one first. It's one thing you never want to get too far ahead of yourself. It's a big trap. So we'll see how we go.
Best of luck, mate. Great chat as usual.
Thank you very much.